Highbridge Audio presents When She Woke by Hillary Jordan. Read for you by Heather Corrigan. Truly, friend, and methinks it must gladden your heart, after your troubles and sojourn in the wilderness, said the townsman, to find yourself, at length, in a land where iniquity is searched out and punished in the sight of rulers and people. Nathaniel Hawthorne, The Scarlet Letter. Part 1. The Scaffold. When she woke, she was red. Not flushed, not sunburned, but the solid, declarative red of a stop sign. She saw her hands first. She held them in front of her eyes, squinting up at them. For a few seconds, shadowed by her eyelashes and backlit by the hard white light emanating from the ceiling, they appeared black. Then, her eyes adjusted, and the illusion faded. She examined the backs, the palms. They floated above her, as starkly alien as starfish. She'd known what to expect. She'd seen reds many times before, of course, on the street and on the vid. But still, she wasn't prepared for the sight of her own changed flesh. For the 26 years she'd been alive, her hands had been a honey-toned pink, deepening to golden brown in the summertime. Now, they were the color of newly shed blood. She felt panic rising, felt her throat constrict and her limbs begin to quiver. She shut her eyes and forced herself to lie still, slowing her breathing and focusing on the steady rise and fall of her belly. A short, sleeveless shift was all that covered her, but she wasn't cold. The temperature in the room was precisely calibrated to keep her comfortable. Punishment was meted out in other ways, in increments of solitude, monotony, and, harshest of all, self-reflection, both figurative and literal. She hadn't yet seen the mirrors, but she could feel them shimmering at the edges of her awareness, waiting to show her what she'd become. She could sense the cameras behind the mirrors, too, recording her every eye blink and muscle twitch, and the watchers behind the cameras, the guards, doctors, and technicians employed by the state, and the millions watching at home. Feet propped up on the coffee table, a beer or a soda in one hand, eyes fixed on the vid screen. She told herself she would give them nothing. No proofs or exceptions for their case studies, no reactions to arouse their scorn or pity. She would sit up, open her eyes, see what was there to be seen, and then wait calmly for them to release her. 30 days was not such a long time. She took a deep breath and sat up. Mirrors lined all four walls. They reflected back a white floor and ceiling, white sleeping platform and pallet, transparent shower unit, white sink, and toilet. And in the midst of all that pristine white, a lurid red blotch that was herself, Hannah Payne. She saw a red face, hers, red arms and legs, hers. Even the shift she wore was red, though of a less intense shade than her skin. She wanted to curl into a ball and hide, wanted to scream and beat her fists against the glass until it shattered. But before she could act on any of these impulses, her stomach cramped and she felt a swell of nausea. She rushed to the toilet. She threw up until there was nothing left but bile and leaned weakly on the seat with her arm cushioning her sweaty face. After a few seconds, the toilet flushed itself. Time passed. A tone sounded 3 times, and a panel on the opposite wall opened, revealing a recess containing a tray of food. Hannah didn't move from her position on the floor. She was too ill to eat. The panel closed, and the tone sounded again, twice this time. There was a brief delay, then the room went dark. It was the most welcome darkness she had ever known.